Early last March, a bright flash, a tremendous boom, and a rumble like an earthquake alarmed people in coastal Washington state. Next week, scientists will attempt an underwater recovery of the shattered meteorite that caused all that, correspondent Tom Bonsi reports.
It sounds harder than finding a needle in a haystack, but Olympic Coast National Marine Sanctuary research coordinator Jenny Waddell says weather radar records greatly narrowed the hunt for the meteorite fragments.
Well, it's more like trying to find a rake in a haystack. I think it's bigger than a needle.
Waddell says NASA calculated the fireball's debris field to be on the continental shelf in 120 meters of water,
where the seafloor is predominantly sand and mud. So we're really hoping that we're going to be able to find some of these meteorite fragments. They're going to for sure stick out.
A nonprofit exploration vessel is devoting 2 days of ship time for the meteorite hunt. The EV Nautilus plans to deploy an unmanned sub to scan the seafloor and pick up space rocks and live stream the action. I'm Tom Bonsi in Port Angeles, Washington.